Hey, what's up?
Okay, and then these here.
Wait, Richard and Robert?
Yes.
Was your mom going to torture herself or what?
Yeah. Parents of twins torture the twins always.
Okay, but
Mike
I'm
and
twin.
I can.
My sister is Chris and I'm Kim, and my mom would get mad at us and it would come out Krim, so she would just combine the words.
Well, my dad never called us individually. It was one word, Rich or Robert. It was one word.
Oh, that's. Cute.
Yeah,
like
it was
that.
Never anything else.
I like it.
So.
Do you have a feeling? See what you think?
Try to bid one. I dare you. No.
Yeah. So that's like the tray you're talking about. These hook on
yeah,
the sides.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A pair of those.
And all the shelves come in wood or glass.
Yeah, I saw that.
You can make a fish tank.
Oh, yeah. We bought a used house, and the guy that had it built put in an aquarium built into the wall and stuff.
Oh.
Which was great, I'm sure, but then it started leaking or something, because then we bought it, and the whole inside of that cabinet, or the closet, it was huge, was like mildewy, so we had to rip everything
out.
Oh,
no.
All over. Like, anything with a fish tank.
I'm just not down with any of those built-in things, because Mom and Dad had a house with built-in speakers. It was just dumb.
It's
anytime anybody builds in anything into a house, it's just sort of like in the 70s, they mixed TVs and VCR into one thing. It was a TV with a VCR built into it.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Or the people who put ketchup and relish together in one bottle. That's just dumb.
No. I did put salt and sugar because I didn't understand. Because I was a kid trying to help clean up. My mom's like, don't you ever do that again. Okay.
Yeah,
sure. I was little. I was not a kid.
Hard lessons.
and then these cables go with it if you buy the light box. But they come with the light box, and then these cables here. Okay, so you notice that they were pretty thin, and I think that one still had a lean to it. I didn't finish adjusting it.
Yeah.
But
so that's stabilizing.
That's yeah. Yeah
those are like little X pieces that keep it from
and
doing
how much
this.
Is each set? Like if you do the what do you say in there at your ad? Was it $65 or something for each set? How did that work?
I don't remember. I think I'll tell you what, just say 60.
Okay.
And that'll include two ends, five complete shelves. That means the shelf and these guys.
Got it.
And then these are $1 a piece, you know. I think. I don't remember, right?
No worries.
Hey Richard, did you want to go back and look at your ad while I hang out here?
No, I'll just.
Well, we're gonna tell Amy and Wes because they're gonna. I think that they were interested in doing this because she wants it for canning and stuff. Because jars get very heavy, and so she was happy to see that they came in the tray so the woods wouldn't, collapse in there. So I was happy when you said that they had the support brackets underneath.
I hope she does split them because I wouldn't have like to have 300 pounds of tomato sauce suspended 12 feet.
Put the heavy stuff on the bottom.
Yeah. No one here shall put the flour up on top.
So which ones don't have metal on
them? The smaller ones.
These white ones. Well, actually, these are if you don't mind.
Oh, those are narrow.
Yeah.
Oh, and they come with the metal too.
Yeah. So if you get the narrow, the white ones, you know, it's just. They're just clash. Oh, rather, you know.
But that would be all right, right. Color-wise.
Yeah.
Because that extra support.
But then you and Wes could buy whatever, if you want to do it, and come with the trailer and have all at one time. If you're interested. Have you had a lot of people looking?
No, I haven't. See, the thing is, I haven't
posted it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just kind of let it go.
There's one guy that keeps coming back for more.
Yeah,
and he'll be back for more.
Yeah, he actually called today, and because he's just, you know, because friends are fighting out. You know?
Yeah, well, if he says that he'd be up there and tell Amy and Wes, then he's like, he can come over and give the cash and take them on the trip.
Well, everything here is pictured. If you look at me, I take good pictures.
Yeah, you did.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Dad answered my question because he was concerned they were a little flimsy. I'm like, I don't think so. Looking at the pictures that you took, I could see that they were.
They're well engineered, you know, the and but just I'd say, yeah. Okay, I'm starting to ramble and talk too much.
You're so funny.
What do the light boxes go for?
Actually, I think I had them. I forget what I had them, but I'll
hey, Richard, why don't you just go ahead and look at your ad right now? Or do you want me to?
It's okay. We're not in a rush.
okay, they're. I'll just say they're less than $10.
It's just whatever so the ad says. Okay. Whatever
yeah,
the ad says goes.
I
so
didn't even think
ignore okay. anything he says here. Whatever the ad says goes.
Yeah.
Are you good with that, Richard?
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Fine.
That's totally
fine. Now, what are these? Oh, yeah. These are. Okay, so when you go.
They just hold up words.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, for the back of the ad. Yeah, I get it.
And actually, if they're put if she's jarring different things, you know, like she can have get a few of those. Whoop,
well,
whoop,
technically,
whoop.
This is a good thing because it would be a stopper for the glass to not go over the back of it. That's better.
Wow.
For
there you go.
Wow.
Engineering.
Wow, you're an engineer, aren't you?
Yeah,
you're...
I know, but my family says I was a contractor in my previous life. I understand engineering crap,
wow.
But that's what
that's,
I would do with that.
Are those prices in the thing too? All this stuff
separate. Every component is priced.
Okay.
If I miss something, oh, now there are some things that I don't think I put in the ad. I got these, and what I found out was, see, I thought these were kind of worthless because you had these special retail hooks, but these take the regular hooks, you know, like the
pegboard
hooks. And what you do is you just kind of nail them, and then feel the weight.
I can see you. I saw you lifting them. Like, those aren't cheaply made.
And
do you have? But you don't have the pegs for these.
No, just any.
The standard drop. And you have standards too. Okay.
Now these, I got a bunch of these, but I don't have them, probably never these the things.
Yeah.
But these are like larger size than the.
Yeah, because these will vary depending on what size your bracket is as to if they'll fit in.
Yeah, I know this. Yeah, so these I'll probably let these go for what's you know steel heat price.
Oh, I like them because they're nice and coated and clean.
Oh. And I don't remember if I had them in the pictures, but these go in there too. Metal shelves that hold. You know, they got a little bit of a. You know, they got built in the racks.
Okay, well, why don't we meet up with Amy and Wes and we can call Richard back and let him know the scoop and how many
okay.
you want. So you had a total of. Three of the gray and two more of the white is what we're looking at.
As far as systems, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Did you want to, is your ad updated as far as inventory count of all the components?
That's why I counted, just because I
okay.
would see what he
so
counted
that would be a
there.
Good idea to do that when you can do that sometime today.
Yeah.
Are you good with that?
Yeah, we just got so much going on, that's why... I didn't update the ads.
No, it's totally okay. That's why I counted how many wall sides you had, so I knew exactly what we're looking at, because we would want a full setup. So it's fine.
Okay.
What do those go to?
I'm not worried about
Richard?
It. But I think we'll know
What's
today.
That?
Where are the metal ones go to?
They'll fit right on these racks.
The same.
Yeah, and I got the few thin ones and a lot of the big ones.
My husband was a patrol he rode bicycles for his.
Oh,
yeah,
you're a police officer.
Yeah, he was.
Oh,
okay. Is it here in town? Or?
No, unfortunately, we're from the Seaboard.
But
we're not those people.
Yeah.
Yeah, LA County Sheriff. So I slept as we, because we're all about, he loves bikes, anything that is bike related.
Oh, I'm.
Richard, when he sees bikes being sold for steel heat price.
One of these is a police bike. One of these is
I know the bag looked like a police bike as well.
That's,
oh, yeah.
That's probably...
That
Oh, I want to keep that one. That one's not for sale.
No, we're not trying to buy
them. No, we wouldn't buy them.
In fact, it says police on the side.
Yeah, I want that one. That one's not for sale.
We already have a couple of those. Yeah, okay. Because he knows bikes. He's no bike since he was a kid.
I don't know.
Oh.
And that's what got him into cycling. So we went to the police department. He's like, what do you mean I can actually ride bikes for a living and get paid to do it? That's a no-brainer.
The only thing I got on my bucket list as far as bikes is I want to ride a penny farthing. I don't care if it's like for 20 feet. Just do it.
Have you seen one?
Yes, I've seen plenty of them. A penny farthing is the big one where the front wheel is like this tall.
Oh, yeah, the little guys. Yes, yes.
And the little wheel in the back, big wheel in the front.
Yep.
Now, I did do something that was really close to it. Some guy had like regular bike and then another one welded on top where when I got on it, my butt was this high. Okay? You had to like get a running start, and while it was rolling, you had to climb up this thing and then get on it.
I saw somebody riding one of those just the other day.
And it was once I got on top.
No.
Once I climbed to the top of this bike mountain or whatever and started rolling down the street, it was just chilling. It was like I was in heaven.
Do you know the Firebird Raceway?
Yeah.
Yes.
They have the swap meet twice a year.
Oh, we go
to that.
There was a guy that was riding one of those I watched him. He climbed up the bike as it was rolling. I'm like, oh my God, just to keep the balance.
And the penny farthing, you sort of have to do the same thing. They have a step.
But he has one. It's so dumb. Anyway, you're on it, and your seat is at least here.
Yeah.
At least here. So he would get on it from the back of like a truck.
Yeah.
Somebody made it for free.
But then when you stop, it didn't have like the brake.
You have to do the same thing.
He would just let it fall and then he would jump off.
So the way I did it, the guy gave me a whole explanation on how to mount and dismount, and I followed his instruction to the T. I didn't want to break anything.
Yeah.
So I climbed up while the bike was rolling and then enjoyed about 10 minutes of just chilling. And then when it was ready to dismount, while it was still rolling, I climbed down and then just run and roll. And that's the way you do it.
No, thanks.
Well, it was fun.
I bought this one. It was from a parade. They used it. It was made by somebody who did welding. Because the front fork was extended with a universal axle from
the
vehicle. And so you were way up tall.
Oh, goodness.
And I was so excited to get on it. I went and got up on it, like you said, from the bed of a truck. Started riding.
And then you're like, how do I get off?
Well, not just that.
How do you stop?
I didn't check the nuts and bolts on it. And so the chain fell off.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, that was your stopping, wasn't it?
I'm stopped. You know, the chain's off. I can't pedal. I can't move without moving. I'm going to go fall this way or that way.
See this RV?
Yeah.
And see the left side, the front? My brother has a story to say.
Oh,
so basically, the story is I didn't know. I was low on brake fluid, okay? And I never could find the master cylinders because the master cylinders is actually above the tire over there. Very silly place.
You know now.
I know now. But what happened was I was rolling and then I just slowly rolled into Richard's garage. Look at the corner of the garage. You'll see the other half of this accident.
See, you can take like this rock and move it a foot and no big deal because you can put it back, but you can't move a solid garage a foot.
So what we're going to do is we're going to slowly dismantle this thing, not break anything, but slowly dismantle. And have you ever watched the movie Gods Must Be Crazy?
I have not.
Watch it.
Funny.
Just watch. No, there's two of them, but just the first one is good. The second one is shit.
Oh, okay, good.
So, anyways, in it, in Africa, some tour guide, he had the special bus where it was just a rolling frame, and that was it.
With a shade above it.
With a shade above it, and it was just fun. And we want to build something like that.
So you're gonna do that.
Yeah.
And it had a wet
bar. And then
bar.
You should have a bar down and make people pedal their bike, but you'll just actually be driving it, but they'll think they're doing the work.
Well, did you see my little funny vehicle? Come here.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so if our friends are interested, can we call you back and let you know that we'll take five come on today?
This is an example of what we do, or at least what I did.
Oh my gosh.
This is a full-blown Chevy Blazer, It has a top speed of probably 120 miles an hour.
Well, that's stupid.
It is very stupid because anything beyond 10 miles an hour, it starts porpoising this way and wiggling that way. You have no stability.
Oh, my gosh.
But it attracts the neighborhood kids for miles when
yeah,
I'm riding around.
Yeah, sometimes it's just fun to get the kids' attention.
It was awesome. It's so short that the output of the transfer case is behind the axle.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
It's front-wheel drive only, so obviously. That's but it was fun. It just something in my head. So that's kind of shit.
So you
do.
Guys are engineering brains.
And then my brother bought the pallet rack, and I put the thing up here. In fact,
so is that a camera up there, or is it just lights?
Nope. As soon as this comes up, we'll see ourselves. That's a camera. That's a full-blown camera.
That's way up there.
Yeah.
No lightning strike
got
yet?
I just put that up 2 weeks ago. I'll probably get the lightning strike in another 2 weeks, but I got a camera there. But I can see everything around here. My brother just wanted like what he calls a virtual skyscraper, because what he wants to do is he wants four of those, one facing east, west, north, south, and then inside the house he has big TVs on the wall which show that. So it's as if you were like way up in the air.
Did you ever know about there was a bank robber back in Seattle, and he had a tree house? It was a tree house.
Uh-huh.
And it was up like 21 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
And it was mapped throughout these trees. It was ginormous. Look it up. It's the coolest thing. I think they called him the Hollywood robber or something like that. But he lived in Olympia, and they still have this tree fort up there. It's amazing. But it made me think when you said you wanted these things to go different directions, because then you could put like a catwalk up there. So then you climb up there. Now you're looking up at everybody else. How cool would that be?
Well, I'm not going to do the catwalk, and here's why. It's like 1 month ago. My brother was just sitting inside, and he just looked in the camera and noticed that neighborhood kids was crawling up the thing.
Oh, jeez.
And
I don't want to encourage that bad behavior.
And that is exactly why we have the fence and the brick wall. We put that up after that.
Yeah.
Because it's our fault, because they call it an attractive nuisance, and I'm responsible.
Nuisance. That sounds like my husband.
Pools, trampolines, anything like that.
Husbands. Nuisance.
They get in here. They hurt themselves, and if they have easy access to get in here, it is my fault.
Yeah.
So then I just getting into all kinds of different stuff. Like I bought some solar panels for like $5 a piece and putting those up.
So your solar panels, just so you know, because we have a gentleman that I wouldn't call a friend, he's an acquaintance, and he installs those, and he said you have to clean them regularly because even bird poop will diminish the ability for it to recharge. So people think that they're not working, but if you can clean them off, like at least once a month, he said your panel can be 4 feet by 2 feet, and he said and this much bird poop will completely cause that thing not to charge like it's supposed to. FYI.
Yeah, it's because he wired.
If you do it in serial, it messes things up.
No, he installed them on Alcatraz Island with the specs that were given from the manufacturer.
Oh.
So he absolutely knew what he was doing.
Uh-huh.
He said they couldn't figure out why they weren't working properly, and they had to go up and realize now they have to go back and clean them all the time. So that was a millions of dollar project that doesn't actually work like it's supposed to.
I'm too lazy to do that, and I'm okay with like the inefficiency. In fact, this is not meant to like replace the power or even like make the meter run backwards.
It's because you just want it to work.
I just want it to give it. So all I want, the only purpose is during the summertime, is to give the AC a little more boost, and then bring the AC bill down. That's all I want.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing else.
Your
nothing
brain
else.
Your clearly works with engineering. I like it.
So I'm actually going to try to. I might even build the inverter myself.
Nice.
I've got a degree in electrical engineering, so I could probably pull it off. It's a lot cheaper than buying it, because they just want too much.
That's funny. My stepdad, he's woodworking, but he has an engineer brain, and he took old washing machine and made a lathe.
I've seen somebody take like an AC compressor and turn it into an air compressor.
Whatever, I'm
and
all
like
about repurposing.
One process, one project we're into is we call it, you've heard of mini splits?
Yep.
We make micro splits. We take window units and then take the cold half and the hot half and just separate them by about 6 feet. And I've got two prototypes already working.
Really?
I sucked out all the Freon, resoldered all the copper pipe, just the two copper pipes to separate the two.
Yep.
And then put Freon back in and then fired it up. And the whole idea is that it's a window unit that doesn't block your window at all.
Yeah.
You have the outer ugly unit is just hanging below the window.
Yep.
And then the inner unit will be like just the cold fins with like maybe quiet computer fans. And then it's covered with anything you want. You could have like Art Deco, wood louver, any sort of thing, steampunk, whatever you want.
It's an ugly window thing.
It's art.
I like it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's just another thing we're working on. So I've been buying R22, any R22 in this.
You can't find it anymore.
Right. Yeah.
And it's super expensive when you do find it.
Not really. I got lucky just
okay.
A week ago. I bought like 23 pounds for $43.
Oh, you did good. Yeah, you did good.
And then the week before, I bought 22 pounds for $200, and that's still ahead of the game because it's still $10 a pound, whereas people are trying to sell it for like $50 a pound,
yeah,
and they're
yeah.
not. And I still think I can get all I want. It seems like the more I have, then the more that comes in. It's
Feast
like if I want it, it's
now,
not around,
exactly.
But if I don't want it, then it's around.
Exactly.
So
feast or famine.
Yes, exactly. So I've got an ad. I'm going to put refresh my ad, but it basically says if you've got a partial thing of R22, I'll buy it.
Nice.
So I'm not going to get into I might start collecting 410A, but it's higher pressure. And 410A is the Freon that all current air conditioners use. And you can still, they're still making it, but from what all the AC people says, that's going to stop too, and everything's going to go to propane or something like that. So
don't get me started. We're making some really dumb choices, but whatever.
It's going to happen. People are going to kick and scream, but hopefully it won't happen for like 5 or 10 years.
Or I'm hoping longer, but
yeah,
something like that.
So we'll see what happens. But it's kind of an adventure.
Just a regular grinder, a hand grinder.
Are you telling about my window seat?
Yes.
It's beautiful.
So it goes underneath this 12-foot window, and then she made a top cushion for it. So it's a seat, but you look at it, you have no idea it was just one.
Ooh, send a picture.
We probably have pictures of it.
Yeah. Just respond to the Craigslist ad.
Is that, did he call me from his cell phone then? Richard?
We're going to invade you.
He doesn't. Richard doesn't have a cell phone.
Oh, okay.
He's still old school.
I'm old.
I'm okay with that too.
He's all phone books, and what is the other thing?
Checkbooks.
Phone books, checkbooks.
We still keep checkbooks. We write everything.
Oh, I hate checkbooks.
Oh, I hate having everything online.
I hate cash. I want everything to be electronic because as soon as everything electronic, then we can't have like robberies.
Well, but they'll just shut down your store because they don't like your.
Yeah.
That's what they do in China. It's scary.
What's that?
Everything is a EBT or like a credit card. So if you're not complying, they literally just stop your ability just to buy whatever you need.
Oh.
That's why electronics not good.
That won't happen here because there is our democracy. See, we'll bitch about it.
We're already doing it.
Yeah, but it's not like cut. As soon as if somebody gets unfairly cut off, they're gonna
hell will be paid. Yeah.
Hell will be paid. Just watch the Twitter stream. It'll just go crazy. Yeah.
Do you think we would want those? And do you think Amy and Wes would want those?
It would take work, but. Because we would cut them down,
yeah.
So would they.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So which one would we want?
But you could end up making it, if you cut them right, you can get 2 cents out of
it. Yeah.
That would be like this height.
I just hate cutting anything.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, we do too.
Well, and the problem is if you look at some of these, the way that they're engineered,
they have bases on
them. They have this cross stuff going across here.
Yeah.
So you have to cut.
You have to cut it in the right place.
Exact structure.
You wanted to measure the skinny one?
I just want to see what the difference was with the, yeah.
Width. I think he said, what did you say, 19
and
24?
We're going to find out.
And then half of these, or two of these, don't have the engineering.
Hey, Richard, do you have the dimensions on your ad?
I think I do.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Okay.
I can put it on the end over there.
From
hey Richard, are you keeping a watch of the time? You've got an appointment.
I've been watching it. Okay, this one. Oh, this is about little. It's two ticks over 25 and a half inches.
Okay, two
that's,
ticks.
Okay.
That's cute. Two
well,
ticks. I like
that's
that.
Why we just don't know the words.
I like it. No, dude, I knew exactly what you were
and
talking about.
Yeah, these are.
We should have gone metric in the 70s. We wanted to.
We
but,
tried. We tried.
We tried.
We could do it.
But yeah. I don't know.
I get it from a side. I think I'm okay.
Oh, you got it? Oh, cool. Have you ever had to pull people over in your bicycle?
Yes. Yes.
And I've had a run for me, and I've had to chase them, but they have to remember we have radios, too.
Oh, yeah, so that's right. So they can't say, oh, he's in a bicycle. Floor it.
So here's one thing I want to try to start a political movement on is I think we need a whole new class of vehicles. I call it metro class. Basically, right now, vehicles have to like, you know, they're all like 2 tons or more. They have to like adhere to a certain crash test and everything. But what I'm asking for is a vehicle that's top speed is like 35 miles an hour. From here to the grocery store, they're not allowed on highways, but they weigh about, they're all of them weigh about the same weight as like 3 people. They go slow.
That's a rhino.
And make it street legal.
That's a rhino. You can make those street. Well, but you can make them street legal, and then but the you.
What's
can't,
a rhino?
Like a UTV. So they're side by sides, kind of like a side by side. So a rhino is a brand by Yamaha, and it is smaller. And it can crawl, do whatever.
So
but
if I Google Yamaha Rhino, then boom, I'll get a hit.
RH Rhino. Not like Rhino in the politics.
Yeah.
But you can get across. Right now, you can have a license, and it's, I don't know, $20 for the year. And you can drive across roadways, but you can't necessarily run them. You'll see them out where we are because farmers.
Oh.
Farmers are the ones that have the rhinos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And those are in fact street legal, but the reason you can't ride them on the roadway is because they don't have. You have to put a kit on there so you can have the left turn.
I don't. I can handle turn signals.
You see a four-wheel bicycle.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do with that? Do you have any plans for it?
I got it.
Oh no. Is he talking?
Yeah.
We bought this. If you grew up in the 70s, you've seen this in ads all the time. Bike car. So as soon as we get it at least pedaling, we're going to probably like, you know how every other ad is for electric bike?
Yep.
And those are just crazy.
Yep.
They're at the stage now where computers were in the mid 80s. Where people were trying to find their direction, and there was all kinds of different directions and everything, and it's just explosive. So I'm pretty sure I'll be able to get like a motor and battery set up, and you know.
Like a go kart motor.
No, I want a bike car motor, electric. I want an electric, not go kart. I do have several 2-strokes. I'm going to probably hook to that too, and Richard wants to hook up like a 80 cube Harley motor.
I think you do sound like maybe Tim the Toolman Taylor. You guys could probably cause trouble if you like this. You know.
Hi ho, neighbor.
Yeah.
We are troublemakers because the fire department and the police department know us very well for our notorious hot dog fires.
Uh oh.
Yeah. So 2 different times here in my house, which is like 2 miles north, there once and here once. Our fire has brought like the fire truck here because we could tell because when we have our hot dog fires, I can hear a diesel engine I could just hear the diesel engine. I said, oh, here we go again. So I look over the fence, and there they are. And
then, have like a big bonfire?
And they, yeah.
Well, we stopped doing that because we discovered the city dump. But before then, when we went, when we had like all this.
Because we're in the county, so we can burn.
Oh, like all these
hogs here. And whenever we cut down a tree.
And sometimes the fire would, at times the fire would peak out at like 20 feet high. So that would be enough to like get the neighborhood's attention. And two different times the fire truck showed up and we invited them in. We said, oh, we're just having hot dogs and beer. And they said, okay. So they were bros and we're bros and, you know, bros and bros. So it's all good.
But they said, hey, have you heard of the city dump? And they said, we've never been there. It's easy and it's cheap. And then we discovered it. And it's cheap.
It's actually pretty cheap and easy.
We've been there just this year. We've been there like 11 times.
Yeah. Well,
my problem is the first time I took my truck and trailer to the dump in the county.
Yeah.
I got a nail in my tire.
Yeah,
and a flat tire out of it.
So
yeah, I saved $5 here, but now I need a new tire. It's a couple hundred bucks.
I would bawl like a baby because I don't have like a spare for those. Yeah. I bought that truck that isn't the kind of truck I would buy. Because I don't like buy the big, but it was $5,000, so.
It's a pretty truck.
Yeah, and it's like worth $15,000, but I got it in an auction for $5,000, so beggars can't be choosers. But since I started driving it around, I love being way up high.
Oh yeah, no headlights in your eyes. That's
right.
Cool. Yeah,
I love it. I love it. I'll never go back. So my inner redneck is coming out.
I like my redneck. Yeah. I'm proud of those roots. So we're going to go back. We're 45 minutes to get home at least. So we'll check with Amy and Wes if you're interested. I think if we're going to do it, we would do all of them now.
So what else was wrong with your truck, right? That looks clean.
Get back to this.
All it was the, okay, so there was a few problems.
So
one thing is nobody could get it started.
We brought
two separate batteries, hooked it up to get it started. We started it. We were able to start it. Nobody else was able to start it. That was one. Two, the passenger window was completely busted out, and it was like covered with that white plastic stickery stuff, okay? Jalopy Jungle, $35, boom, and 45 minutes, new window. So, and another thing is it had this little, the four-wheel drive actuator was missing, so... Jalopy Jungle, $35, boom.
So was it a theft recovery or what?
I think so, maybe.
That's what it sounds like.
So, yeah, but I've been wanting one of those for like years, but I didn't want to pay their price. So.
Well, you did good.
And this is the exact year I want because they started the DPF.
They're starting to slide down. So if you guys make up a wish list because I believe there's going to be a recession coming.
Oh, I do too.
Because I've been tracking on how personal debt is
out of control.
It's going higher than it was.
People are living off their credit cards. They can't afford not to.
Yeah, they've already passed the coronavirus level. Now they're ready to pass the financial crisis level.
Yeah, we're still suffering from coronavirus.
Yes, we are. Yeah. We will be for many years.
Yeah.
It's like a drought. It takes 2 or 3 years to just get over that one.
The supply chain was very fragile in the first place.
Yep.
And then corona just wiped it out.
Yep, I agree.
Yep.
Well, she's a pretty truck.
I love it, yep. That's why if I poked a hole in the tire, I would be really sad.
Yeah, because you're not cheap, that's for sure.
No.
We do go to Les Schwab, they're not terrible.
Les Schwab is the best.
Oh, I love your Jeep. Wow. I'll bet you that's easy.
Does he have voicemail? Oh, he does have voicemail, so I can call him back once we get
high velocity.
Yeah.
Ooh. You don't have trouble finding that in a big shopping center. Oh, there it is.
No. Well, no, not really.
I had a van that was parked.
Now, if you want to text me, I can give you my text number.
Hold on 1 second. Why are they calling me? Hold on, I gotta take this real quick.
This is brand new.
It's brand new. Yeah, we just traded in our other Jeep because it was having issues already.
Somebody in Craigslist is selling a Willys, and we might be able to get it cheap.
Oh, look at that.
This is what year?
It's brand new.
He's brand new.
23?
It's the last of the 23.
Or 24.
24s are out now.
This is a 24?
That's a 23.
Okay.
So this is like the last of the 23.
Can I ask how much?
No,
we got this
good.
One. They discounted over $10,000. So $57.
So you paid 57.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. 67 because it has.
Actually, that's a good price.
This has
that's
all
actually
not.
This is a Rubicon.
I've
already.
Seen the prices, and that's
Rubicon.
Not too bad a price at
it's
all.
It's a Rubicon with the extreme package, so it's lifted 2 inches from the dealership.
Uh huh.
So I saw.
Lift.
That's why
it's got this
bigger,
bumper.
big,
huge tires.
It's got the extra lips going over here.
Oh, I bet you it's got bigger pumpkins too.
You're missing the snorkel, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Put a snorkel.
How do you know?
Look at this interior. Looks like a sports car interior. Man, look at that.
No, it doesn't.
This
sports cars would be leather.
It's manly.
Can it add the navigation and all that stuff?
No, it's my Jeep. This is manly. Actually, my requirement was I wanted red pinstriping on not leather seats.
Oh.
You got it.
I don't like the sweaty.
You got exactly that.
Yeah. This is my car.
This
is what I drive.
Cameras in the front and the back.
Oh, wow.
Our other one was going bad.
Cameras like right in the middle.
Do you have any self-driving?
Oh,
no, like
Richard,
that.
Look at where the camera is.
No, there's.
And then the front
I'm
is
glad
the camera
you said that.
For off-road riding.
Because it has, when you're driving and it's been wet, then sometimes you have to come back and clean it. So when you touch that, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to wipe that off.
Oh.
I got it in reverse and it's not very clear. So occasionally you have to wipe it off because stuff splashes up.
So the newest vehicle we have is like a 2005 or 2008, but is cameras like a normal standard on most vehicles now?
Yes, because they're finding for backing up.
Does this top come off? Yes.
Yeah, they're finding
you can take all of it off.
There's fewer
just
accidents when
two.
People can back
so
up with a camera, no running off. Over kids and stuff, because people are dumb. They're bad drivers.
Oh, and that, and I don't know if you look, you get on YouTube much, but it'll show you all the brake checking people out there. And if you have a camera, you're good. If you don't have a camera, you're hosed.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Broncos, they don't do that. And this one, do it sometime. And where I've talked about, we have two Blazers with the fully removable top. And,
yeah.
And this you can do the
three
same
if you count the one in the backyard.
Yeah,
I used to be a poor defenseless Blazer. And,
yeah, I heard.
I missed that one.
No, I heard.
Did it look like a Blazer anymore?
No,
oh,
like
you
a,
didn't see it?
No.
Like, come here.
Oh,
you
yes.
got to see it. Come on.
I call it the bomb.
Come on. This is a bro thing. This is totally bro thing. You have to see this. There it is. Just look
okay,
at the.
Okay, I saw that.
Okay, yeah, yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
know that was a Blazer.
That is a full-blown Blazer. In fact, the seat is the back seat of a Blazer. That's 100% Blazer, or at least 70% Blazer,
what,
or
was it chopped
40%.
What?
What happened was I chopped the frame,
okay.
Then took 4 feet, 3 feet out of it, and then put it back together with a 1 foot overlap. So it's basically 4 foot taken out of the frame. And then the frame is just solid as shit.
That's what they used to do with the old Myers Manx, with the Volkswagens.
Yeah. I tried to get one of those. I
have one at home.
I could have got one for $500 a while ago. Like, it was 2 decades ago, but even
That's
then it was still, even
yeah.
then it was worth it. Would have been worth it.
Yeah,
I just,
was 62.
I was poor then, so. But if I run across it again, I will go nuts. Because I want something completely open. And they wouldn't make that street legal.
It looked badass.
I tried. I actually tried. So
you can get a special construction or something?
You have to. So what my understanding of the law is, it has to be a facsimile of a roadworthy vehicle, okay? Something like that. Weird law. That's one of the reasons why I want to push for this sort of metro class of cars, because if we had that, if they had like, you know, 35-mile-an-hour speed limit tops, then they won't have a lot of regulations, and then you can go nuts with it. And they'll be safe simply because they're very light, and they won't cause much damage. So
that's the problem they have with the UTVs is they're not DOT approved for the streets. Which means they have to go through crash tests and all that stuff.
What I'm wanting is a whole separate class of a sort of a metro DOT, which has looser rules. I can drive to here to Winco or here to my other house, like 2 miles north of here, without having to have a DOT vehicle that weighs, you know, 3 tons. And I want something that gets like 100 miles to the gallon or... totally electric.
Well, to me, it totally makes sense. The problem is you're going to get a class of people that are going to want it to modify it and make it do more than it was meant to do.
Then it makes it dangerous. Exactly.
Not just like you, but like all the electric bikes out there. Electric bikes could only go like 29 miles an hour. But then there's people that said, that's not fast enough. You know, I just need more exhilaration. So now people
have you seen what they're actually selling? They're selling electric bikes that do 80.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
That's dangerous.
That's the difference. Yeah.
That's stupid.
It is stupid.
There's electric motorcycles. I'm getting in my car.
All right.
But here, I will be in touch with you. All right. Robert, take care. I love the brain.
Did you want my text number?
If you want to, definitely.
Sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Because
I'm more reliable. It's
208-340-1535. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to tell you. Hi, this is Kim.
Yeah, if you guys choose not to.
Then you have us.
Hi, that is. That is.
All
we
right,
got
perfect.
It.
All right, so I'll be in touch with you and let you know.
Okay, that's where I think we're interested in two, but we just have to bring back our trailer.
Okay.
They want the rest, and we would just buy
it. How many shelves come with the one?
Yeah.
I think on the special, it was five shelves. But
Well, look at the.
Because if we wanted more shelves, we
want more shelves.
They're just $5 a piece. Now,
whatever the ad says.
Well, it's in the ad.
Okay, one thing I showed that I didn't show you was there were some 3-foot wide shelves, but not as many.
That's in the ad, the inventory. Yeah. Okay.
All right, we'll look at the ad and I'll be in touch.
Hey, it's nice meeting you.
You too.
And sorry about the mess.
All right. Okay, you're still doing good on time. You got 45 minutes.
I'm not going to get there right early. Oh, they're shut. I can't even get there right now.
Okay, I've already, so as soon as I arrived,